Good morning. It's the 8th of September.
Today we are reading the last two chapters of 2 Corinthians. I'm going to read to you again from Brother Michael Ashton's book. This section has the heading, A Template for Honesty. Faced with the extremely serious problems that existed in Corinth, Paul used every method available to him to encourage the brethren and sisters there to remedy the situation themselves. He described the true situation in graphic terms, analysing exactly where the problems lay. He answered the charges against him specifically and in detail, and not with generalised, ambiguous or dismissive statements. He spoke openly about his work, explaining the pressures that were with him constantly, and also the measures he took to ensure that his actions could not be misinterpreted other than by those with warped minds. He knew that, as the Apostle of Christ, he was accountable to the Lord for everything he did. His life was lived under a spotlight, and his dealings needed to be completely transparent and open. Never did he allow the ends to justify the means. All that he wrote sought to draw his brethren and sisters to think and act more spiritually and less carnally. His love and concern for each brother and sister are apparent in everything he writes. The letters to the Ecclesia, particularly the second epistle, are masterpieces, providing templates for brethren and sisters of all ages to follow. He now makes his final appeal. Mend your ways. Heed my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Paul dearly wanted the turmoil in Corinth to cease, for there is nothing worse than friction and tension in ecclesial life. He, the Ecclesia, and his critics needed to be perfectly joined together. This required that they work hard to become of one mind, and not separating into the factions that were the source of all the Ecclesia's problems. As believers of the gospel, they should aim to live in peace. Preparing for the coming of the Prince of Peace requires that his manifesto of peace should be adopted now. By manifesting love and peace in their dealings in the Ecclesia, they would show the presence of the God of love and peace in their midst. And so we come to the final blessing. The epistle concludes, following the apostle's usual pattern, with a blessing. What distinguishes the blessing in 2 Corinthians from those in every other epistle of Paul's is that it is the only one where God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are invoked together. One little word makes all the difference to this wonderful final verse, and it epitomises the appeal Paul makes throughout both epistles to Corinth. He prays that Jesus' grace, God's love, and the Spirit's fellowship be with you all. He wants the Ecclesia to be united, to be perfectly joined together, and knows that this can only be accomplished through God's blessing. For no flesh should glory in his presence. No one can charge Paul with favouritism or having his own clique or faction in Corinth. He is concerned for all and wants each member of the Ecclesia to play his and her assigned part. That, I think, is a powerful exhortation for all of us in all Ecclesias, wherever we might be. Thank you for listening to me.